Welcome to Piercing the Veil on BBSRadio.com, a show for truth seekers and rebels. Join us every week as we obliterate willful ignorance, corruption, globalist agendas, and more. Tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, and listen carefully as we provide crucial solutions, information awareness, and unique life hacks to improve our planet. Pierce the veil, and the truth will reveal itself.
Back to another episode of Piercing the Veil. We're live today. This is Sunday, February 12th, I believe. Last week, we went ahead and skipped an episode and did a rerun. A lot of people are just watching the Super Bowl and doing all that stuff. We had a few plans of our own, so we really didn't get that going. So today, we're going to do the musical episode that we spoke about, which was going to run last week. And we might actually do a couple of these in the future, perhaps next week as well. I want to do a couple of these in a row if I can. Really, really, really important stuff, music. I think we've talked about this in the past, and Corey, I think one of our specific episodes on psychedelics, we actually dove into the realm of sound and music as well, and how the rap culture is, you know, basically just being controlled by a few entrenched interests, if you will, and all of this regressive societal pressure to shorten words and to use catchphrases and stupid shit, you know what I mean? And, you know, this catch me outside, how about that, lady, and all that stupid shit is just fucking ridiculous. So our society is delving into the pits of what we would call just complete chaos. And I think that music is one of the ways, or one of the strongest ways, to lead everybody out without having to convince anyone, you know? So if you've ever, for example, if any of our listeners, by the way, have ever heard a drum beat somewhere at a festival, something like that, whether you noticed it or not, your body will actually gravitate towards the source of that sound. So it may feel like, oh yeah, there's cool music, I want to go check that out. Well, there's an instinctual, biological, chemical element to that. Your hormones are turning on and going, boom, okay, that's something that we know that the body can use to heal itself and to build community, and building community equals survival, so blah, 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 right? So it's something that's really powerful, that's sort of a nonverbal trigger or a cue to get people back in line with their highest good or their highest values. And it's, you don't have to fight through their programming or social conditioning. So that's the way I feel about music. I also feel it's just a wonderful healing tool. I love to drum. I love playing didgeridoo. By no means am I a professional musician. I wouldn't call myself that. I don't go out and gig and play the same thing over and over and try new different music theories and styles and create. I basically just improvise on whatever I feel like in the moment. And I find that's really, really important for learning how to play with a group. Surprisingly, you know, with no theory, you can actually learn how to tune in as long as you're very creative. So that's the crux of our show today. Corey, is there anything you wanted to add about music? I know you're real big into mixing and creating and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, no, your last point was a good one. The most important thing, at least when you're playing with other people, is just listening. You know, I've played with, you know, maybe semi-professionally or what have you, been playing in various configurations over the years from time to time and in studio situations. And a lot of impromptu situations, right, where there's no music, there's no one, there's no songs. It's just a bunch of people in a room. And quite frankly, that's some of the best stuff that I recall ever participating in. And yeah, it's just, you don't have to, I mean, all you have to have is rhythm, really, and particularly with drums. Not to say that drums are not melodic instruments, but you know, you can play, if you can figure out three notes on a guitar that are in key with what other people are playing, as long as you play it rhythmically and tastily, you're playing music.
It's got to be tasty. Yeah, I totally agree. And we have a lot, actually, speaking of that, we have a few people coming on today. It's about four people, local artists, contributors, some close friends. They're going to get about 30 seconds or so to plug themselves. hey, this is what I do, this is what I'm about. If they want to remain anonymous, they can. And then they're going to do like a short little 4.5 minute or 5 minute performance. I think we've got some piano and some guitar and things like that in store for us today. In addition to some more esoteric things like the crystal or silver healing bowls, and those things are really badass. I mean, you could just feel that going through your whole body. So my hope is that the recording will pick it up, and this will be a podcast that people can listen to and heal themselves, sort of like you would do with binaural beats on YouTube. So it's about the same thing, except this is a little bit more organic. It's not mixed. It's not put through a board. It's not just there to get views or whatever. Whatever the case may be, this is just real music intended to heal people. And I want to make this point before I get into my little, I'm just going to do like a 5 minute thing, but I want to make this point. Sound waves actually, I believe they move faster. The measurement of sound is easier, I should say. Let's just look at it this way. We can't measure light at its full speed with the technology we have. So we say it moves at like 144,000 miles squared per second, E=mc², all that jazz. Which is actually bullshit, because the tachyons are a local field phenomenon that are just virtual particles that are appearing out of nowhere. And the actual light photon beams, I'm not a physicist, but I do understand the basics of what happens on the esoteric side. The physical realm, you can only measure it so much with our tools, and our measurements show it's 144 and it moves in a straight line and spatially and all that stuff. Well, the esoteric part of light actually... It comes out of all points at once. And so too does sound, because light and sound are mixed together. And in fact, sonoluminescence is a pretty interesting phenomenon. If you pulse a sharp frequency of sound or a sound wave through a water container, and you have a bubble that's meeting that zone where you're pulsing that sound, that bubble will actually implode on itself and create a little lightning bolt, a little star. They've made little stars inside of water in the container. And it's a hydrogen reaction. It's an actual like fission reaction. So I think that's pretty powerful. The two are tied together. And Corey, we talked in past shows about how magnetism and gravity are intrinsically linked as well, just like light and sound. And in fact, there's a crossover there as well. If you modulate in the correct way, you can transform magnetism and gravity into light and sound and vice versa, or harness some really cool abilities. For example, light has the ability to heal through photon interaction with our cells. It actually bioluminesces and restores and heals our body. You get lots of vitamins from it, from the sun, and all sorts of things like that. But it also, if you catch laser beams or light with magnetism, it generally produces a gravitational effect. Okay. Now, the opposite is sort of true with the sound. If you constrain or beam or channel sound in a certain manner, using a certain frequency, it produces light wave effects, the sonoluminescence that we talked about, and also levitation, right? That's a big thing, the levitation. And I truly believe that the ancient cultures had access to this technology, where they were levitating pyramid blocks and 3 to 5 to 100 ton, 200 ton, 500-ton blocks, you know what I mean? All these different ancient sites, it was done by sound levitation. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of drumming here and give you just a little improvisation. Not an expert or anything, and I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And when I'm done, we're going to bring on Shelley Smith, who's going to do a bowl session. And Corey, you just sit back and relax in between the different performances. If we have time, we'll get your comments on everything, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Nice. Intriguing.
Excellent. All right. So let me get all positioned here. okay, that's enough time there. I appreciate you guys listening to that little improvisational thing. Did have to switch between a couple different drums mid-go there. So that's my bit for today's musical show. Let's go ahead and bring on Shelly Smith if she's available. If not, we'll just talk and converse a little bit more, Corey. Shelly, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Jordan.
Yay, there's Shelly. Okay, Shelly, if you will, just go ahead and introduce yourself real quick. Just like a 20, 30 seconds. What do you do? What are you about? How can people get a hold of you, support you, that type of thing?
Great. This is Shelly. My last name is Smith. I live at the Garden of Eden. We're just a sustainable eco-village in southwest Arlington in Texas. And we figured out how to live off of a dollar a day per person. We fed 40,000 free meals last year and saved 350,000 pounds of trash from the landfill. So we figured out how to, you know, make life really simple and live very abundantly. And I'm really grateful to be able to also develop our talents because we spend a lot of time, you know, nurturing, helping other people. We have a active healing vortex at the Garden of Eden, and sound is part of our, you know, part of therapy, not only for the people who come, but for ourselves. So I'm really grateful. I want to share with you today the Tibetan bowls. And this is something that really is dear to my heart. Just being around these bowls, the feeling, the vibration is really powerful, powerful opportunity to tune into yourself. So I'm really grateful to share with you. Thank you for asking me, Jordan.
Yes, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And real quick, before you get started, I think you're on Steemit as well. Can you drop that username for anybody who wants to follow you guys on Steemit?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. My screen name there is Everlove. And you can find me just under Everlove. And on my Facebook, I always post my Steemit posts so that you can tap in to Steemit through my Facebook. Steemit's a really great social media platform that's revolutionary. I encourage everybody to check into that. And you can also check out the Garden of Eden. It's also on Steemit. And our website is www.intothegardenofeden.com.
Okay, and what's the username for Steemit for Garden of Eden?
Garden of Eden.
That's it? Okay, just like it sounds.
Yep,
great.
That's it.
With no further ado, let's get you started here. We should be able to pick up everything you're doing. I know the bowls are sort of a delicate instrument, but they get pretty loud after a bit. So do your thing. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And let's get this started.
Great. How long have I got to play for you?
We'll just do about 5 minutes. We'll have somebody
great,
keep
I'll play.
Track of the time for you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome, Shelly. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, excellent.
Wow.
I don't know how that sounded to everybody on the face of the planet there that's going to hear that, because I haven't listened to that recording after it goes through, but from my computer through Skype, it had this little echoey effect that just made it 10 times better. It was super cool.
Great. Great. We're sitting
Yeah, it sounded room. Good. Yeah. I would love to have been in the room to feel it in the bones, you know. But it came through nice, yeah.
What was that, Shelly?
We have some crypts in here and some activated water and some people from the community. And this is sort of a special little healing vortex. We're next to our copper pyramid. And we're opening up this space as an Airbnb or as a scenic stay for our steaming friends. Also for just people who want to come for a weekend or need a break from the city for a day or just need to have some soulful healing. So we're here. And
great.
I'm really grateful to share this opportunity.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll get you the link to this as soon as it's ready. And we'll just go ahead and jump right on to the next person, next guest here. I think Riley is coming on next. And Riley, are you going to be playing piano, or what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing piano.
Okay, great. Do you need a minute or so to get that set up, or are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, great. So if you want to, while you're doing your thing, setting up, and will you just tell everybody what exactly you're about. I think you're on Steemit as well. Maybe drop your username, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm on Steemit. It's at Riley Eckard. So RileyEchard.
Perfect. Okay, and you're just going to do a little improvisational bit, kind of like my drum thing and Shelley's bowls, correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, can't wait to hear it. Let's get started, man. That's what it's all about, is bringing the sound.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got to tell you a little secret. You might think it's funny. I see visuals when I hear music recently. I don't know what kicked it on or what started. Just woke up one day when I drum, I can see the drum beats in my head and things like that. And I listen to people play. And you ever seen somebody at like a huge rock concert and everybody's holding their lighters up and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very many people do that for piano, but that's what I pictured in my head is people holding up their lighters to that song. So I don't know what that was, but it was excellent. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's your lighter. You know what I was thinking?
Appreciate that, man.
I'm going to figure out a way, because I was hearing your piano with Shelley's bowls and things fresh on my mind.
Huh.
I'm going to make an attempt to get the recorded show once it's available and do a mashup somehow. Take bits and pieces of
you can sample
of everybody's performances and see how that goes. I think it'll work out.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That was very nice, man. It's like it sounded like calming. It calmed me down a little bit. And it sounded hopeful. If I could describe it, it sounded like it was a hopeful melody.
Yeah, thanks.
Excellent.
I appreciate that.
I agree. So thank you very much, Riley. Is there anything else you want to drop, like an email address or anything like that? People can get in touch with you, or you get.
Yeah. You want me to give you my email?
No, it's just any information you want to drop, whatever efforts you're doing, or if you're on Facebook. I think you already dropped your Steemit thing, so anything like that?
Yeah. I'm on Steemit, Facebook, Instagram. They're pretty much all the same name, Riley Eckard.
Same stuff. Okay, cool.
R-I-L-E-Y-E-H-A-R-D.
All righty. Well, thank you, Riley. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Let's go ahead and bring on Emmett. Come on down, Emmett. Hello, Emmett.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for coming on the show. You want to just give our listeners a little bit about what you're doing, what you're about? I think you actually do some gigs and stuff like that. So if you want to drop your album covers, whatever you're working on, your projects, collaborations, where you're at in the DFW Metroplex, just go ahead and give that a quick 30 seconds or so, and then we'll hear you play.
Okay, cool. I'm Emmett. I'm from Fort Worth. I like to play a lot of music. that's what I like to do. I play around, and I have an album that I'm creating right now, trying to put out, trying to get as many people to listen to it as much as possible.
And what's that album?
The album name, I haven't actually have a title yet, but I will once I finish it. But right now, I think I'm going for how the album's going to sound is going to be like a mixture of like light, dark, and all this other things. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's Love and Death.
So a lot of major and minor mixed in between. Give it a good balance, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I want to actually have a good balance between the two. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, well, absolutely. And so what was your inspiration for this particular album? Even though it doesn't have a name, it's still substantial. You know, you have the substance, you just don't have the form yet, which is less important. What was the inspiration?
The inspiration was a daily life that I go through, relationships that had turned out not how I imagined, and just in general, how I feel, of emotions, generally.
Excellent. Okay, well, whenever you're ready to begin, we're ready to listen.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
good job.
Nice.
Excellent. Got a little audience there with you, too. Perfect. All right, Emmett. So do you have a title for that song?
Yeah, it's called Colors. I wrote it because of how I felt about, like, the Black Lives Matter kind of movement, and also I was going through relationship troubles and how I was seeing one side of things. Sort of like, I kind of want to see all sides, because, like, you cannot really see everything. And also, I put added, like, you can't see every color in the spectrum. Humans can't see that. There's more colors that we cannot see. So that's where that line comes from.
And that's nice, man. Like, a lot of substance here. We appreciate that on our show. I appreciate the breakdown as well. It's excellent.
Yeah, really nice, man. Really nice. So when are you looking to finish the record, man?
I'm trying to finish by March, next month, or April. I'm trying to push it as much as possible. I don't really like the jobs that are out there. I'd rather live in the Garden of Eden. That's the only reason why I left. And I really enjoy this community. It's a beautiful community. And I just want to finish it and then just come back to this beautiful community and how it is. And then from there, figure out, you know, how it is. I want to live my life. My career is to live my life how I want it instead of somebody
That's
else's
right.
idea of it.
There you go. You can do
Self-determination.
Well,
thank you.
Exactly.
Before we let you go here and move on to the final person, Frankie, who's coming up, are you on Steam? Can you drop that? Or are you on Facebook? Anything that you want to give out to the listeners so they can get a hold of you or communicate with you?
I'm on SoundCloud. I have a Facebook. It's under Emeterio Vigil III. It's Emeterio, and last name Vigil, Vigil, and then the third. And then
do me a favor, repeat that again, please.
Yeah, that's
okay. You can find me at SoundCloud, or you can find me on my Facebook, the Emeterio, and last name Vigil, Vigil, the third. And I also have the bird recordings, also, too. You can also look at that as well. And I'm uploading more and more as I go.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Okay, so let's welcome Frankie on when he's ready to come on here. Hello, Frankie.
How you doing?
Hey, there you are.
Hello?
Excellent. Welcome. Yeah, introduce yourself for the listeners, if you will.
I'm Francesco, and I'm at the Garden of Eden. I love climbing trees and being as healthy as I can and traveling and loving life.
and you've been all over the world.
Yeah, lots of parts, but it's kind of settling down now, somewhat.
Okay, yeah, and I've personally had the honor of witnessing you climb a bunch of crazy monkey style trees, swinging from branch to branch, climbing upside down. This guy climbs trees upside down, listeners. So with a broken ankle, so it's pretty boss. You also play music, which is why you're here. So you got about 5 minutes here, just a 5 minute spot. Whatever you want to play, just drop that for us, and we're happy to hear it.
Okay.
Hey. All right. Excellent. Okay, so thank you very much, Frankie. Is that just something that you just put together from your years of playing the guitar, or is this something special for you? What exactly was that song or improvisational piece, I should say?
I made it a month ago or so, and I've just been playing that the most recently, so it's like the most fun song I like playing for me personally.
It's a very nice finger picking pattern. Did you just is that something you modified, or what exactly are you doing there?
Well, I've been playing around with it, but I just usually do it a little bit differently every time I play it, and I just because I used to play classical music, so I used to practice a lot of arpeggio, and that's just how my style, I guess, kind of developed. Okay.
It sounds
it's nice and nice. It had like a nice like bluegrass feel to it almost. And then when you hit those overtones or the harmonics, that was really nice. Gave it like an angular kind of edgy feel to it. So it's a nice. That's what I was getting out of it. It's a nice blend.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Same here. Yeah, excellent work. Okay, thank you, Corey, for your input. I think you're spot on in all those performances, and I look forward to the mashup that you're putting together. I'd also like to thank Shelley, Riley, Emmett, and Frankie in that order. I appreciate you guys coming on there. Excellent performances, all of you, and we will get this link to you as soon as possible. And listeners, thank you very much for listening to the show. You guys are awesome. If we've got a little bit of time left, just a few minutes, so I think I'm going to go ahead and bust out the didgeridoo and give a little sound healing session, and then we'll end the show. Before I do that, I want to discuss with you, Corey, what do you think about another musical episode next week with perhaps just everybody jamming at once or something like that? We'll have to figure out some microphone things and make the sound quality a little better, but it'd be like a virtual drum jam or something like that. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a good idea. There might be some latency issues. Mm. It's from different locations, but and I'm not sure if folks were recording through phones or not, or if they're on Skype. But it would be an interesting experiment. I would definitely be willing to check it out. And if we could get mics and get everyone to come through Skype, I think that'll help.
We'll talk about it. For now, listeners, let's go ahead and just say that if it's not a musical episode, we're going to go ahead and do a one-on-one. I don't think we're going to have a guest next week. I really want to get down to basics again with Corey. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of our recent successes that we've had with some techniques that I've been using for a long time now. And also, just the state of the nation, where we're going in the future. Well, we've done a little political stuff here. Everybody knows where I stand. I don't fucking hide that. I make it very clear that the information that I've received and have verified myself and believe to be true is what it is. There are facts to support it, and also a lot of media bias to contradict it, which I don't believe in the media at all. But that being said, we'll do a little bit of a back and forth about the state of the nation, maybe how we can make things better, ending the Federal Reserve, things like that, just some ideas that everybody knows about, but just should have a very in-depth discussion applied to it, and I don't think that it really is. It turns off a lot of people. But the purpose of the show is to be controversial, non-censored, just intuitive, original, authentic. We don't have any fancy schmancy like post-production or anything like that. Our producers do a great job. They do what they do. This is not like a multi-million dollar operation. We are who we are. We express ourselves the way we do, and I take pride in it. So I want to appreciate everything that's been given to me to allow me this ability to do the show for so long, including you, Corey. I really appreciate it. So thank you. So with that being said, we got a few minutes left. I'm just going to go ahead and grab my didgeridoo and just do a little bit of healing for you guys, and we'll end the show from there. Thank you. there too. Give me a second. Okay, no more of that. One second. So my guys, I appreciate you tolerating the mishaps there. My wax mouthpiece, I quite frequently leave my didgeridoo in the car, and so it gets melted from time to time. And anybody who plays the didgeridoo knows that you have to have the proper mouth seal for the toot to happen. And the toot is that little horn sound that you guys heard there at the last part. So thank you very much for listening. We're going to end the episode here. I hope you took some value from today's episode. We're going to, on our next musical episode, whenever it does happen, we're going to continue to give a little bit of insight into the power sound and what exactly is happening to your body when you hear this type of stuff. So thanks again. Until next time, we'll see you next week. And pierce the veil and the truth will reveal itself.